"Yes, Sarge," said Scallet, saluting. "You will note I am divesting myself of my insignia and am handing you my official shilling, which means, since last time I signed up it was for 12 years and that was 16 years ago, I am now fully and legally a damn civilian." "Yes, Mr. Jackram," said Scallop cheerfully. Among the prisoners, heads jerked up at the sound of the name. "And that being the case, and since you, Captain, are invading our country by night, under cover of darkness, and I am a humble civilian, I think there's no rule to stop me beating 7 kinds of crap out of you until you tell me why you came here and when the rest of your mates are going to arrive. And that may take me some time, sir, because up until now I've only ever discovered 5 types of crap." He rolled up his sleeves, hauled up the captain again, and drew back a fist. "We just had to take the recruits into custody," said a voice. "We weren't going to hurt them. Now put him down, Jackram, damn you. He's still seeing stars." It was the sergeant from the inn. Polly looked at the other prisoners. Even with Carborundum and Maledict watching them, and Tonka glaring at them, there was a definite sense that the first blow landed on the captain was going to start a riot. And Polly thought, they are very protective, aren't they? Jackram must have picked it up too. "Ah, now we are talking," he said, lowering the captain gently but still holding his coat. "Your men speak up for you well, Captain." "That's because we're not slaves, you bloody beet-eater," growled one of the troopers. "Slaves? All my lads joined up of their own free will, turnip-head." "Maybe they thought they did," said the sergeant. "You just lied to them. Lied to them for years. They're all going to die because of your stupid lies. Lies and your raddled, rotting, lying old whore of a duchess." "Private Goom, as you were, that is an order. As you were, I said. Private Maledict, take that sword off of Private Goom. That is another order. Sergeant, order your men to ease back slowly. Slowly. Do it now. Upon my oath, I am not a violent man, but any man who disobeys me, by God, that man is looking at a broken rib." Jackram screamed all that in one long explosion of sound without taking his eyes off the captain. Reaction, order, and breathless stillness had taken just a few seconds. Polly stared at the sudden tableau as her muscles untensed. The Slovenian troopers were settling back. Carborundum's raised club began to lower itself gently. Little Wazza was held off the ground by Maledict, who'd wrenched a sword from her hand. Possibly only a vampire could have moved faster than Wazza as she'd charged the prisoners. "Custody," said Jackram in a quiet voice. "That's a funny word. Look at my little lads, will you? Not a whisker between them yet, save for the troll, and lichen don't count. Still wet behind the ears they are. What's dangerous about a harmless bunch of farm boys that would concern a fine bunch of horse wallopers like yourselves?"
"Can someone please come and put their finger on this knot?" said Igor from his makeshift operating table. "I've just about done."
"Harmless?" said the sergeant, staring at the struggling Wazza. "They're a bunch of bloody madmen."
"I want to speak to your officer, damn you,"
said the captain, who looked a little less unfocused now.
"You do have an officer, don't you?"
"Yeah, we've got one somewhere, as I recall," said Jackram. "Perks, go and fetch the Rupert, will you? Best if you take that dress off first, too. You never know with Rupert's." He carefully lowered the captain onto a bench and straightened up. "Carborundum, Maledict, chop something off any prisoner who moves and any man who tries to attack a prisoner," he said. "Now then, oh yes. 3 parts, Scallet. I wish to enlist in your wonderful army, with its many opportunities for a young man willing to apply himself." "Any previous soldiering?" said Scallet, grinning. 40 years fighting every bleeder within 100 miles of Borogravia, Corporal. Special scales?" "Staying alive, Corporal, come what may." "And allow me to present you with 1 shilling and immediate acceleration to the rank of sergeant," said Scallet, handing back the coat and the shilling. "Want to osculate the doxy?" "Not at my time of life," said Jackram, putting on his jacket again. "There," he said. "All smart, all neat, all legal. Go on, Perks, I gave you an order." Blouse was snoring. His candle had burned down. A book was open on his blanket. Polly gently pulled it out from under his fingers. The title, almost invisible on the stained cover, was Tacticus, The Campaigns.